The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. We're all presented by Prize Picks. Your friend Matt back again, and yes, we are ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. As I said, we are brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members, and you can be the next to join. I've been playing Prize Picks for nearly a decade because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on all the action while you're watching your favorite sports and your favorite players. All you're doing is picking more or less on two or more player stats, and you're watching the winnings roll in. Now's the time to download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T. Again, download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T. We have been on a nice roll giving you guys Braves Prize Picks each and every day. I post them on Twitter, at RealMattLana. But it doesn't have to be just baseball, hockey playoffs, basketball playoffs. You think LeBron scores more or less. You think Kevin Durant, maybe those are bad options. They're out of the playoffs. But you get the idea. You're just doing that, and you're having a chance to win. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. All right, here's what's coming up on a busy show today. It's all a part of our Ducks Dugout lineup, brought to you by Ducks Dugout. The Braves got a taste of their own late-inning medicine last night in Seattle. We'll talk about their loss to the Mariners, what went well in the game, what didn't, and we'll look ahead to tonight. Plus, the Falcons have a chance to put their money where their mouth is, and I mean right now. That and one of the biggest stars in the world. Would he really consider making Atlanta his next and potentially final stop? There are rumors. We'll talk about it coming up. As I mentioned, we're brought to you by Ducks Dugout, one of the largest sports memorabilia showrooms in America. It's 8,000 square feet of awesomeness, rare and exclusive items, sports memorabilia, cards, jerseys, the coolest stuff you will find anywhere, and a staff at Ducks Dugout with 20 years experience in the industry to help guide you to find exactly what you're looking for. You could be a big-time collector or just a sports fan. Ducks Dugout at 2800 Canton Road in Marietta is a must-see. Find out more about them online at ducksdugout.com. They have another location in Lawrenceville. Go see them in Marietta on Canton Road. All right, let's start with the Braves, who were 2-1 losers last night to the Mariners. The Braves got walked off in the ninth inning. So a little reversal of fortune for what happened in the Braves series over the weekend. It was a late night, but a wonderful pitching matchup that was a pitcher's duel like you just don't see very often. Max Fried went 6 innings, didn't give up a hit, didn't give up anything but 2 walks. He did strike out 7. He was at 100 pitches. You wonder why he came out. Snit was not going to let him go for a no-hitter. It's April. 3 more innings would have taken him, let's say conservatively, 30-plus pitches, so that wasn't going to happen. Max left the game, and Pierce Johnson came in the 7th and was just filthy with 3 strikeouts. Joe Jimenez, who has been really good this season, got into and out of a bases-loaded jam, and he faced Julio Rodriguez with the bases loaded, got him to pop up to left field with 1 out, and then he got Mitch Haniger to K to end the frame, so he left the bases loaded. So the Braves at that point had a 1-0 lead, and they called on A.J. Minter to close the game. Why? Well, Raisel Iglesias had pitched back-to-back days. They didn't want him to go 3 straight. And I know on social media that's going to rub people the wrong way when the move doesn't work out. I'll remind you again, it's April. You got to be judicious with how you're doing this stuff. Yes, you want to win every game, but you also don't want to run your bullpen into the ground. AJ gave up a leadoff single and then a 2-run homer to Mitch Garver that won the game for Seattle. As far as the Braves' bats, I mentioned it was a pitcher's duel on both sides, and they were silenced by Mariners starter Bryce Miller, who was perfect through 5 innings. The Braves broke it up with a walk and then broke up his no-hitter in the seventh inning when Ronald Acuna singled, stole second base and third base with nobody out. And then as Ozzie Albies broke up the shutout with an RBI double, which gave the Braves a 1-0 lead. In the process, Ozzie extended his hitting streak to 12 games. The Braves had a chance to add on more, but they couldn't. So they left it at 1-0, which, as you know, didn't work out in the ninth inning. I will mention the Braves' struggling offensive threesome of Acuna, Riley, and Olsen had another rough night. They combined to go 1-for-12 with 7 strikeouts. Now, we know the breakout is coming for those guys. When it does happen, it's bad news for whomever they're playing. But last night was another night where those three had their share of struggles. Now, tonight, Ronaldo Lopez, who has been the Braves' starter, gets the ball against Luis Castillo. Sets up to be another good pitching matchup at 9:40 in Seattle. All right, coming up, we'll talk about the Falcons having an opportunity to put their money where their mouth is, and that starts today. But speaking of money, as a homeowner, we spend so much money, and it feels like in this day and age, everything is getting more expensive. I have been guilty of procrastinating myself when it comes to doing things around the home. Something like insulation that you don't think about until it's too late, until you need it. So we're sitting here at the end of April right now. Temps are starting to heat up. We're seeing temps in the 80s. But I want you to picture the hot months of June, July, and August in Atlanta when we're going to be sitting in the mid-90s. The last thing you want is pumping out your air conditioning and realizing it's escaping your home because your insulation's a problem. Let USA Insulation, that's the group that came out, handled my insulation problem because I was like a lot of folks who are homeowners. 90% of us are under-insulated, which leads to wasting money, which leads to big problems. Well, USA Insulation is the only company that will put existing walls into play. In other words, they're going to put USA Premium Foam into your existing walls. They're going to walk you through your project and make it so easy to understand how you can end up saving now and saving in the long run on your energy bills. And it's the end of National Insulation Month, so don't miss out a chance today to get one of the great offers from USA Insulation. Number one, they will do a project for you if you get it on the books before the end of April, with no labor cost. So that's a bunch of money. No labor cost, get the project on the books, and the opportunity for 0% interest on an insulation project for 72 months. Go to usainsulation.net. Again, that's usainsulation.net for the free inspection and free consultation. All right, let's talk about the Falcons. The fallout continues, man. The NFL world continuing to talk about the drafting of Michael Penix. Not that, again, anybody had an issue with Penix specifically, but again, the Falcons' process and how they're roster building, putting this together for now and also trying to win later. Now, the Falcons, most recently at their post-draft press conference, said again, we are trying to do everything in our power to win games this year and to win games in the future. Okay. So if you're trying to do everything to win games this year, you've got to spend more to build around Kirk Cousins, to support the move you made for Kirk Cousins. The Falcons came out of the draft with the same glaring holes they went into the draft with, unless you think these rookie defensive linemen are going to make a huge impact. I wouldn't count on that from a rookie. Maybe they become part of a rotation. Think about Zach Harrison from a year ago, and he was fine as part of a rotation, but not a huge difference maker. Now that the draft is behind us, the NFL free agent market should come back into focus, and there are still some quality names available. Some have age, some have some injury, some have some things in their past that there's a reason they're still on the market. But if you're the Falcons, you have some needs. I still think you need a couple of edge rushers, veterans. I still think you need a corner opposite of A.J. Terrell, and you could use a safety upgrade next to Jesse Bates. So here's what's out there. In the safety market, Justin Simmons is still available. Jamal Adams, Quandre Diggs. Again, older players, some injuries, but maybe worth a one-year deal to take a flyer on. The cornerback market. Xavien Howard is still out there. Stephon Gilmore, Steven Nelson, Adoree Jackson, and Avante Maddox. Those are, again, big upgrades over what you have. Because on the Falcon roster today, if the season was to begin this week, they would be putting 5'9" Clark Phillips or D. Alford or Mike Hughes across from A.J. Terrell. That's a major problem. They could still use another wide receiver. The Falcons are going to constantly play the three wide receiver sets. So if there's a one-year small deal for a DJ Chark or a Tyler Boyd or a a Hunter Renfrow, Michael Gallup, those kind of names. Again, these are all going to come with some age. some injury history, some stuff to deal with. Now, the edge rusher market, it's mostly dried up. You have your former guys, Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell, there. There's Michael Dana, the Chiefs' young defensive lineman, 26 years old, who came off a 6.5 sack season. Tyus Bowser, Emmanuel Ogbah, these are some names that are there. Again, they would be upgrades over what you have. If the season began today, I'm guessing the Falcons' edge rushers would be Arnold Ebiketie and Lorenzo Carter. Those are not supposed to be starters. Those are supposed to be rotational players. And if you're a team trying to do everything in your power to win as many games this season, you've got to add. We'll see if the Falcons are willing to do the adding as the free agent market comes back into focus. All right, I want to talk about one of the biggest stars in the world. Would he consider making Atlanta his next stop? There are some rumors floating out there that we'll talk about coming up in a moment. First, I want to talk to you guys about saving money when it comes to your home and car insurance. These are not things that are ifs. You have to have them. You have to have home insurance if you own a home, and you have to have auto insurance if you own an automobile. Well, let the Rhodes Group help you save on your home and car insurance. They're the independent insurance agency that I turn to shop my rates, and they have done that for me in years past to save me the most money. But at the same time, they're getting me the best policy and obviously the best coverage to give me and my family the peace of mind that we need. The Rhodes Group will shop your rates and get you at minimum 10 home and 10 car insurance quotes, and they'll do it in under 10 minutes. You can't beat that. You end up saving yourself a bunch, and in this world where everything's so expensive, you need to find ways to save. Let Clayton Rhodes and the Rhodes Group do that saving for you. You can go online to rhodes-group.com/churnoff, my last name. Again, it's R-H-O-A-D-S, rhodes-group.com/churnoff to get the quotes, or call them. They'll do them right over the phone at 678-341-9667. If you are looking for a great place to watch all your sports tonight, the Daily Draft should be your decision, right? Take the kids out for dinner after practice. You've got two stories of great views of all the games on in downtown Woodstock on Main Street. That's where the Daily Draft lives. You can have yourselves a big night by watching, as I said, all the games on around you. Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA playoffs, the local baseball team in action. All that fun. Not to mention for mom and dad, a craft beer bar, self-serve taps along this massive beer wall, and, as I said, the best menu you will find anywhere to go along the biggest and best big screen in the burbs. The Daily Draft is on Main Street and downtown Woodstock, which is a hop, skip, and a jump for folks who live in Woodstock or Roswell, Alpharetta, Milton, Canton, Kennesaw. You're right around the corner. Go check out the biggest and best big screen and the best sports bar in the burbs at the Daily Draft. So I saw where Zach Lowe at ESPN on his podcast yesterday had mentioned that Kevin Durant is potentially leaving Phoenix. I mean, we're not even out of the playoffs yet. We're in the early stages of the NBA playoffs, and the KD rumors are already out there. First, it came from Shams Charania, who reported KD never felt comfortable with his role in Phoenix's offense with Devin Booker and Bradley Beal. He goes on to say there are sources that Durant had persistent issues with the offense, felt like he was being relegated to the corner too often, not having the proper play design. So guess what? KD could be on the move again. Now, on Zach Lowe's podcast, he mentioned a bunch of teams, as you can imagine, that would be in play for Kevin Durant, even at 35 years old and even with his huge contract. One of those teams that Zach Lowe mentioned was the Atlanta Hawks. Wasn't a report, but just connecting dots. He floated a package as well that the Hawks would have to entertain to get Kevin Durant. He mentioned one of the starting guards. That would be Trae Young or DeJounte Murray, plus DeAndre Hunter and whatever draft capital the Hawks could offer, which will be tricky because they've traded most of their draft capital. So think about where we are today. Could DeJounte Murray, DeAndre Hunter, and draft picks be enough to pry Kevin Durant away? Well, maybe at 35 years old, it could happen. Phoenix is locked into so many contracts. They're at the second apron of the luxury tax. So who knows? Maybe they would be willing to try to get younger and make that kind of a move. If I was the Hawks, this is a no-brainer. It's not even something you think about. It's forget about strongly consider. You do it for several reasons. You do it because you hope to become a better basketball team with Trae Young and Kevin Durant. But you also do it because you need something to make yourself relevant, not just in the league, but in your own city. The Hawks have done the impossible. They took their great run to the Eastern Conference Finals just 3 years ago, and it's all been wiped away. It's all been wiped away quickly by poor management decisions, weird ownership choices, the lack of wanting to spend more money to go into the luxury tax, dumping players to save money. A GM squabble with the ownership. I mean, you name it, it's happened with this team. So if Kevin Durant in some world would consider the Atlanta Hawks, it's a no-brainer. Yes, I trade Murray, I trade Hunter, and whatever picks you can come up with. You've got the Sacramento pick coming up. You've got this pick this year. I would do whatever I had to do. I don't know what it would equal. And frankly, as important as it is to win, again, the Hawks are off the radar. In their own city, Kevin Durant would put them right back on the radar. Is it a pipe dream? Yeah, probably. Would Kevin want to come here as opposed to going other places? I don't know. But if I'm the Hawks, I better be in the middle of that discussion. We shall see how it plays out. Again, we're not even through the playoffs, and we've got KD rumors, which means the LeBron rumors are coming. The Trae Young rumors are always there. The NBA offseason is always more fun than its own regular season. All right, if you guys would do me a favor and subscribe to the pod now, if you're somebody who listens every now and again, but you want to guarantee you have it waiting for you every morning in any of your favorite podcast platforms, it'll be in your feed at 10 o'clock each and every day. I will talk to you folks later this afternoon at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10, presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.